We are born into a world that's both scientifically explicable and profoundly miraculous. The odds of any single one of us existing are astronomically remote. Countless chance meetings, migrations, plagues, and survival stories had to align perfectly for you to be here reading these words. As Sasha Sagan reminds us, being alive is profoundly beautiful and staggeringly unlikely, a sacred miracle of random chance. This perspective, inherited from her father, Carl Sagan, and mother, Anne Druin, offers a framework for finding deep meaning without supernatural belief. The challenge for the scientifically minded isn't the absence of wonder, it's the absence of shared ritual. When we understand that the universe operates through natural laws rather than divine intervention, how do we mark life's significant moments? How do we build community and find meaning? The answer lies in recognizing that across human cultures, we've always been celebrating the same fundamental things, astronomy and biology, the changing seasons, phases of the moon, birth, growth, reproduction, and death. These natural cycles have inspired celebrations across time and place. Nature provides patterns, and we humans instinctively find and create them. This is the essence of ritual, repeated actions that connect us to something larger than ourselves, whether that's our ancestors, our communities, or the cosmos itself. I can't believe we made a person! This exclamation, shared by new parents everywhere, captures astonishment at life's fundamental processes. Between the cosmic unknowns, the Big Bang 13.8 billion years ago, and whatever awaits at the end, we get perhaps 80 years, a mere blink in cosmic time. For you to exist, countless precise coincidences had to align. Sagan's maternal grandparents met by chance on a New York subway in 1938 when her grandfather was reading Faulkner and her grandmother impulsively touched his hand to finish reading the page. Each of us represents the endpoint of an unbroken chain stretching back to the first living organisms. Birth rituals worldwide celebrate this miracle, from placing honey on a newborn's tongue to symbolize a sweet life, to planting trees that grow alongside the child. In Piplantri, India, they plant 111 trees when a girl is born, creating both environmental and economic benefits. Daily rituals give life meaning and rhythm. Morning coffee, bedtime stories, and weekend traditions provide comfort and artificial certainty in an uncertain world. When we frame mundane activities as special, protection potions instead of hand sanitizer, we transform ordinary moments into opportunities for wonder. Earth's 23.4-degree axial tilt, resulting from an ancient collision that formed our moon, creates seasonal patterns affecting all creatures. The spring equinox, occurring around March 20 in the Northern Hemisphere, marks when daylight begins to dominate, a pivotal moment in Earth's yearly solar cycle. This return of light feels naturally uplifting, perhaps because we evolved to associate spring with reduced survival threats, or because nature's rebirth soothes our mortality fears. Across cultures, humans have celebrated this transition with striking similarities. Summer connects us to our sun, whose light triggers endorphins, a biological link between our bodies and this ancient star 93 million miles away. With most Earth life dependent on the sun, it became a central object of worship. Civilizations worldwide revered sun deities, Helios in Greece, Ra in Egypt, Utu in Babylon, Amaterasu in Japan, and many throughout the Americas. Humans constructed sophisticated astronomical observatories to track solstices, Stonehenge, Angkor Wat, Machu Picchu's Temple of the Sun, and others. While their celebration details have largely vanished, their astronomical precision remains impressive by even modern standards. Religious traditions offer beautiful frameworks for marking time and building community, even without supernatural beliefs. Many secular families maintain modified versions of ancestral practices, keeping what resonates while discarding the rest. Passover can focus on freedom rather than divine intervention. Easter becomes a celebration of spring renewal. The winter solstice explains why many cultures celebrate in late December, including Christmas, whose date aligns with pre-Christian festivals. What matters isn't rigid adherence to tradition, but the meaning we create together. When Sagan's mother invented Blossom Day, celebrating the first dogwood blooms each spring, she showed that celebrations can center around what truly matters to us. True heritage isn't blind acceptance, but critical engagement. Independence Days worldwide share the impulses that fuel scientific discovery, an unwillingness to accept authority on faith, and the question, why are things as they are? They celebrate our evolution through political and intellectual revolutions. Teaching children to question preconceptions is the true ritual of independence. When Sagan asked who was right about death, her nanny with her belief in heaven, or her parents with their sleep forever, they replied, "Nobody knows." This taught her that uncertainty is real and nothing to fear. How often, when we're small, do we hear relatives marvel at how much we've grown? The transformation from infant to adult seems magical. But what we call supernatural is often less compelling than nature itself. The real magic lies in what we understand, like puberty, the transformation that inspired werewolf myths. This natural process, where humans suddenly sprout hair and develop new urges, mirrors these ancient legends. Across cultures, coming-of-age rituals celebrate the same biological milestone despite cultural differences. Our relationships form another realm of natural wonder. Sex creates people. Described plainly, it sounds magical. The ritual fulfills promises often associated with religion, creation, transcendence, and a kind of afterlife through DNA. These qualities typically ascribed to the divine are profoundly human. What if instead of associating sex with shame, we considered it part of nature's glory? Biologically, sex produces intoxicants, dopamine for euphoria, oxytocin for bonding. These chemicals can be measured scientifically, yet the experience remains transcendent. Our best rituals are performances about what we value most. Some traditions are obvious, like a kiss sealing a marriage. Others have ancient origins we've forgotten. By understanding both science and symbolism, we can create meaningful ceremonies that honor our knowledge and emotional needs. Autumn's shortening days and changing leaves signal death, while reminding us to live fully, a theme echoed in harvest festivals where we find joy and terror, embracing the morbid with freedom. Our humanity likely began with death rituals. Cultures process mortality differently. Public cremation pyres, Indonesians treating the dead as merely sick, and secondary burial, where bones are exhumed and cleaned years later. Every loss reopens previous ones. A grandfather's death reconnects us to a grandmother's passing and friends lost. One generation's personal stories become the next generation's legends, continuing a chain stretching back to language's beginning. Despite our mortality and the universe's eventual heat death, our brief existence warrants celebration. We were here, we lived, we loved, and that matters. As Sagan's parents wrote in Contact, for small creatures such as we, the vastness is bearable only through love. Look up at the stars and remember, you are made of elements forged in their hearts billions of years ago. Your consciousness allows the universe to know itself. What could be more sacred?